Well, today is the first day of summer, so of course the big thing on everyone's mind right now is Christmas. No? Well, okay, all right, just stay with me here for a minute. Just imagine it's cold, the snow is deep and crisp, and your husband, Clark W. Griswold, has just found it, the Griswold Family Christmas Tree.
Isn't it a little big?
It's not big, it's just full.
Dad, that thing wouldn't fit in our yard.
Not going in our yard, Russ. It's going in our living room. Look at it.
It really is beautiful, Clark.
Something else, huh, Russ?
Yeah, Dad.
Isn't it a beaut, Audrey?
She'll see it later, honey. Her eyes are frozen.
Well, you might think it's a little early to start watching National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, but my next guest already searching for the perfect pine. Steve Doty is facilities supervisor with the Michigan Department of Technology, Management, and Budget, and he's the guy leading the public statewide search for Michigan's official Christmas tree that will be displayed this winter on the Capitol grounds in Lansing. And Steve Doty, welcome to Current State.
Thank you for having us here.
And Steve, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation was released in 1989, and I understand the state of Michigan has been searching for its annual Christmas tree longer than the Griswold family. So when did this begin?
It started approximately 1987 when Governor Blanchard thought it was a great idea to participate in the Silver Bells activities in the city of Lansing. And so he contacted the Department of Technology, Management, Budget and asked them to lead the project.
And how do you get the annual Christmas tree search on people's radar, encourage them to get involved? I mean, months in advance, today's the first day of summer, so it seems a little early, but is it or not?
Not really. We usually send out our announcement for our search in mid-May and early June, and we start looking for the tree and getting everybody excited about Christmas.
So the tree that's displayed outside the main entrance of the Michigan Capitol, of course, has to be special. So tell us about the criteria for this perfect tree.
We are looking for a tree that's 65 foot tall, approximately 30 foot across at the base, and a 30-inch trunk. And the reason that we're looking for the 30-inch trunk is because we have a hole right in the concrete in the front sidewalk where the tree is placed. If we get the right height, the right width, it will look very beautiful.
I'm glad I don't have a 30-inch trunk. Okay, so how does people can actually nominate the Christmas tree?
That's correct. We send out flyers and through emails and through contacts through our communications department to all the media outlets and to give them the specifications. And then we have an email address that they can send in their nominations. We like it if they can send pictures. It helps out a lot.
So how many nominations do you actually get a year?
Between 15 and 20.
Oh, okay. So not many.
Not many, but we also hold on to previous nominations and look at the runner-up trees and so that we can keep track of them in case they are the best candidate for the current year.
So we are talking about the search for the official Michigan Christmas tree. Each year, the public is encouraged to keep a keen eye out for that majestic tree deemed worthy to grace the Capitol lawn. And of course, Steve Doty is a facility supervisor with the Michigan Department of Technology, Management, and Budget, the agency leading the search. And the Michigan Christmas tree is always given through a donation. So how does that work? Do individuals or families usually have a big tree on their lot that they just really want to give away?
That's what we find most of the time is we have found that the trees flourish best in an area where they've been planted and cared for by a family. Most of the trees have always come from a community. Somewhere in somebody in the neighborhood, some of the older subdivisions or parts of the community, and that's where they seem to flourish the best.
Okay, so you actually have a map with you with a bunch of Christmas trees scattered across it. Tell me a little bit about this map.
Well, it's a map that we've used to kind of keep track of all the locations up at the top in the upper peninsula. You'll see there's a larger quantity down in the lower peninsula, and it happens that there seems to be a lot of great trees in the upper peninsula.
So who actually harvests the trees and then prepares them for shipping to Lansing? That's got to be a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. It's an all-day process. There's other communities like New York and the Rockefeller Center that have a crew that works on that. the federal, we have a federal tree up in the corner. You'll see a little tree that's painted red, and that's the U.S. Capitol tree.
So the red tree is the Capitol tree?
That's right. That went to the United States Capitol.
Really?
Yeah, we helped with the selection process on that. But our process is that we work with the community. Once the donor family has indicated that they're willing to donate the tree, we start contacting all of our resources in those areas. We work with the Michigan Association of Timbermen's and the Great Lake Timber Professionals Association to rally the group together and get enough resources to help us harvest the tree. We'll need a crane that's donated. We'll need a truck with a trailer large enough to haul it. That's always donated. And then all the effort is from the community and from the local associations.
Okay, so again, we are talking with Steve Doty. He's the facility supervisor with the Michigan Department of Technology Management and Budget. His agency leading the annual search for the official Michigan Christmas tree that is displayed on the Capitol lawn and lit during the Silver Bells in the City event in November. Of course, ironic since it is the first day of summer. So, Steve, there have been some really great stories over the years about how the state Christmas tree has been found. Can you go ahead and tell me a couple of those?
Absolutely. One of the ones that comes to the mind the most is that we normally find our trees, as I said, in communities where they've been cared for by a family and so forth. We found one that was nominated in 2011, I believe it, by the Rudy Mackey family from Iron Mountain, but it was at their cottage in the area of Republic. Now, you've got to understand there's lots of little communities up in the Upper Peninsula. So Republic is by a lake called Witch Lake. That's always a joke for people going by. And Rudy's tree was right on the banks of a lake near his cottage. It was a beautiful, gorgeous tree. And after working with him for a little bit, we found out a little bit about this small man who had worked construction all of his life. He turned out to be a ski jump record holder at the Iron Mountain Ski Jump. He was the first person to break 301 feet. I don't have the exact date. And then later in life, he had the opportunity to be a judge at many international ski events, including the Olympics.
So a pretty famous donator then.
Yes, but it was very unassuming. He didn't wear that on his sleeve or anything like that. We didn't know about that until we actually sat down and was having lunch with him at his cottage and noticed some pictures on the wall. And then he started to tell some of the stories.
So you really never know who you're dealing with.
Absolutely.
And then you had another donor who was at Houghton Lake.
Yes, we did. We had Jerry and Beverly Kilburn from Houghton Lake had donated a tree. That one we happened to find as we were driving by. We're always scouting, looking along the roads and the highways for that tree that's sticking up there, just as we did in National Lampoon. You're looking for that perfect tree.
So you actually knock on someone's door and ask them if they'll donate a tree?
That's exactly what we did.
And have you ever been told no?
I have, once or twice, but not very often. But first of all, they're pretty surprised, and then they're intrigued to find out that we have tools that can measure the tree accurately, and sometimes they're really surprised at how tall it is. The trees have a certain life expectancy, and so we're getting them near the time when they're about ready to start to fail and spruce gall disease or something will take over. So we want to get them and honor those trees and the families at their peak.
That is excellent. Thank you so much. So again, tell me, how do people participate? Because this is all done by nomination, correct?
That's correct. So on our notice that will be out in the papers or brought to your attention on your local TV, there is an email or an address. I think it's christmastreemichigan.gov, and that will get the information to us, and we'll be able to take those nominations. We'll list them down, and then we'll start taking a look at them.
Okay, so I have one more question for you.
Sure.
Have you ever had your own Clark Griswold moment where you knew you'd had or found the near perfect tree and something so big and beautiful that it actually made an impact on you?
I did. Down in Jackson, I happened to be doing some research on my own one day, and I came across a tree that was belonged to the Laporte family in Jackson, and they donated their tree, I think it was 2012, and it was massive. I thought this was going to be the tree to end all trees. It was a beautiful concolor fir, and it was huge. And it was the most exciting thing to see. I kept telling everybody they had to come and see it. So we finally convinced all of the partners that this would be the tree. And then once we harvested, it was the hardest tree to get harvested. So it was a Griswold moment.
Oh, no. So what happened to that tree?
Oh, we got it down there, but it was heavier. It was taller. And it was a lot more difficult to bring together and bind and get tied up so that we could get it on the tree, or on the trailer rather, for the truck trip up to Lansing.
Have you ever had a tree just not work out because it wouldn't fit on the trailer?
Once we get the measurements, if they're too tall, we just have to eliminate them. Or if it's near some live wires or in somebody's backyard, we don't like to put that tree up on a crane and then haul it over somebody's house. Safety first.
Right. So safety first. And again, you like it when people send you actual pictures of the trees that they nominate, correct?
Absolutely. That helps us out tremendously.
Okay. And so when do you end the nomination process?
I think this year we're looking at mid-August and then sometimes you get a few stragglers that come in there, but we'll take a look at those as well. So that's when we're looking, and we start looking at all those nominations as they start coming in.
Okay, thank you so much. Again, we've been talking about the hunt for the official Michigan Christmas tree, which is just getting underway. Steve Doty is the facility supervisor with the Michigan Department of Technology, Management, and Budget, the agency that, of course, organizes that annual search. And Steve, best of luck, and thank you so much for being with us. And, of course, next time I see you, I will have the tinsel.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.